Welcome to the Mama Retreat, a relatable motherhood podcast where we show you how to have more power, love, and a sound mind as a mother. I'm your host, Brittany Miller.
And I'm your host, Caitlin Clough. We're best friends in the thick of motherhood together. We hope you enjoy your retreat from motherhood today. Welcome, everyone, to the Mama Retreat. We have a special guest today, Johnny Tanner, with us.
And Johnny is, I want to say, a good friend.
I feel like you're
really becoming a close friend of ours. But Johnny is an artist that focuses on color, intuition, and creating spiritual alignment through his work. Many call him the spirit painter after the process he has created called spirit painting. Johnny currently lives in Ogden, Utah with his wife, daughter, and new puppy. And they're expecting their second child, a son, any day now. Maybe by the time you're listening to this, they'll have their son. Johnny has an in-home studio where he creates spirit paintings full-time. He also focuses his energy, with tons of help from his amazing wife, Lou, on creating retreats, events, and other experiences to further help others with their own spiritual alignment. So, thank you,
Johnny. Welcome to the pod.
Great to be here.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess we'll just start with this first question. How can you explain a spirit painting to someone who has never heard of it?
Well, there's two things I'd explain. Like the basic process, so they kind of get it because it's unique. It's sort of like an interview, but I'm not painting your responses. You know, I use my intuitive gifts to see or to feel what colors your spirit projects or emanates. And so essentially I'm creating a portrait of you. It might feel very abstract because it doesn't look like your face or anything like that. It's really focused on the colors and the shapes, but each of those colors and shapes has a meaning. Along with the process, there's, you know, I do everything I can to make it a relaxing and a cathartic experience that includes guided meditation. And that includes explaining all the colors. One of my favorite definitions is it's more focused on the feel. But several different people have said seeing your spirit painting kind of feels like I'm looking at something super familiar that I've never seen before, almost like a spiritual mirror.
Yeah. Yeah. A spiritual mirror. That is a good comparison.
Yeah. I like that.
And just like when you look in the mirror and maybe you see, like, if you're looking in a physical mirror and you're like dressed up for the day and you're like, oh, I really like what I see. Or maybe sometimes you look in the mirror and you're like, shoot, I look like a homeless person today. Would you say it's somewhat of a similar experience looking at your own spirit painting? Do you feel like you would resonate with some things more than others or whatever?
Oh yeah. Well, I love mirrors and I love them because they're as uncomfortable as they might be comfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of do like this self-evaluation. The spirit painting can be a mirror and maybe a little bit more of a meaningful way. It's a little bit less about checking up on your outer appearance, but more of checking in on your inner self and doing that maintenance, even if it is uncomfortable at times.
Well, Britt and I have both had spirit paintings painted by you, and it is a very unique experience. Britt had hers done before we went on this retreat, and then we had them painted during the retreat process. So that was my first time. And I just remember the first time I saw my spirit painting. It was kind of unique because we had two done, one at the beginning of the retreat and one at the end. And they looked so completely different. But the more I like thought about what the different colors meant and the different flows and everything, it actually turned into be a really cool experience in looking into my inner self. It was so cool. So this is definitely a spiritual gift that you have. So thank you for sharing it with other people.
You're so welcome. It's crazy. I was thinking about your podcast today and how it's all about a retreat, and almost like right when I started to come up with the spirit painting idea in the back of my mind, I had this idea of a retreat, and it was like years ago, and it seemed like the farthest out idea that would like connect to my process. And then I don't know, it just like all came together, and I was like, wait a second, like I never thought I'd end up doing retreats, although I wanted to. And here I am, like I did a retreat with you guys, and now you're continuing to like spread on that energy, which is super cool.
Yeah, It's like a ripple effect, right? One person's good intentions turns into good intentions for other people. And that's, I mean, basically when we were birthing this podcast, we were like, we were so benefited and blessed by being on that retreat. We wanted everybody to have an opportunity to just have even just a little snippet in their day-to-day life of that. And hopefully people can, take that good intention that we're putting out and put it in towards their children and all of these things. So it just goes to show how important intention is.
Yeah, I think you'll see that ripple effect on like multiple different levels. Looking back at the retreats, there are people who like walked away with just like the healing that they needed to move forward, and that's beautiful. And then people like yourselves who are not only did the healing work, but like leveling up and creating on your own level. And I think you're going to find that with your audience, with your podcasts, people
Yeah.
who are creating. And this might be a whole big tangent. I'm already having so much fun talking to you guys.
I know,
No,
yeah,
that's
no
it's
worries.
good. But one of the things that you taught me on the retreat was how important it was to trust my intuition and to make intuitive choices. And so that's something that you really are good at in your art and just in your in the way that you run these retreats and things like that. So how did you, when did you know that you had like intuitive gifts, I guess, and how do you exercise your like
intuitive
intuition?
muscle.
Yeah, your intuitive muscle.
Something I probably don't talk about enough, but a big part in discovering the spirit painting process was going through like my first really heavy episode of depression or anxiety or even like spiritual confusion, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Before I married Lou, we took a big break, and it was because I wasn't ready. She went off and we did like went completely different ways. It was actually after a big engagement. It was this big, messy, scary thing. And I had always kind of felt this intuition with colors. I was starting to sort of lean into it, like still like didn't tell many people about it. But at that time I just started paint and paint and paint. And eventually not only painting, but thinking about color. And especially pondering on the colors I was painting for myself kind of became my own spirit painting process. And then eventually, like the desire to want to share that with others, I guess illuminated my gift. I'm not sure if that's answering the question, but ultimately, like the colors had a purpose in my life. And once I could see what those could do for other people, it made me want to do that above anything else. I had all these other ideas about art. Like, I wanted to be an art teacher, which is something else I was passionate about. I wanted to, create graphics for, ski industry, et cetera. But like when I found this, I found a little bit of a higher purpose, and it served others. And so that just made it really easy to pursue.
I wonder too if it is one of those things when you really find, I mean, I bet, I'm sure people have lots of different callings, but when you're doing something that feels like such a gift from God, that intuitive muscle just comes so much more naturally because it's just meant to be.
Yeah, I don't know if either of you have read The Alchemist. It's one of my favorite books.
Oh, so good.
It's all about your spiritual mission. It's quite simple, but when you're on that path and you read that book, you're like, oh my gosh, this is so specific. Like, it tells you what to do. I love the concept of beginner's luck. Like, when you're on the right path, you have like this extra boost. Like, Mario Kart, when you hit one of those boosts. Like, you get one of those at the beginning, and like that helps you because if you didn't have that, you probably would like crash and burn when you're starting on a new path. And maybe you felt that a little bit with some of the really cool creative stuff you guys have been up to. But I definitely had that. And then, lots of grind and lots of hard work and ups and downs. But then eventually, like, almost every time I painted, it was so magical. It was kind of like that. Whether it was giving me the emotional boost or whether I was finding just enough energy to give that person what they needed, like finding that push, which leads back to energy when it's supposed to happen. It's not necessarily easy, but you always have the tools you need to get to that point. I don't know if you guys can relate with that at all.
Yeah, for sure. I just feel like as a mother, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm all in or out. And that's like a bad way to put it, but I either feel like I have all of this like energy and things to pour into my children, or I'm like completely depleted. And I wish I could find a better balance or know how to like access that energy when I am depleted, if that makes sense. And I just know that a lot of mothers feel similar, where they feel like there just kind of maybe comes a point, or consistently, maybe you have a consistent child that's difficult to work with, or maybe like bedtime every day is really, really hard. And I don't know, I just feel like I lose energy a lot when going into those moments.
Can I say something? Were you about to, Caitlin?
No, I was just gonna say, well, you're not a mom, but you are a parent, so I know you can
Yeah,
relate.
yeah.
And surprising to me, another thing, you know how I mentioned like years ago, I was like, wow, how cool it would be to do a retreat. I also like could never have pictured what my audience would be like, and my audience has been this beautiful like collection of mothers for the most part, like
Yeah.
75% I paint as mothers, and sometimes like maybe other guys will ask me, be like, are you ever bummed you don't just paint like men? I'm like, that's cool, like bummed. And I can't empathize with you completely. Like we were talking about earlier, my wife's about to give birth any day now, and I can't empathize with that. But I feel like I've been given like almost this message for moms, and so I'm just gonna say it. It's kind of bold.
Let's say it. Let's hear it. We're ready. Go
Way
for it.
more balanced than I think you think. And I think a lot of times it's about perspective, and that's what this process is all about. Like, for example, if you were to compare motherhood to like say my pursuit as like a spiritual artist, like I think you and other mothers don't realize how far in you already are. Like you already have the kids, you already have the stage. They're already incredible kids. They already know all of this. They already, and like, yeah, like that would be so rad, right? If like your bedtimes just magically got easier. I think you've already had so much divine magic to get where you are. And I hope I'm not picking on you too much, but I think that's like a common theme with like this process. It's just about shifting the perspective a little bit. The painting, the colors, the process just wakes you up a little bit enough to realize that you're kind of already there.
Yeah.
And then it gives you the momentum to keep moving forward. And it kind of connects to like a lot of people ask me, like, hey, like, I'm a little depressed right now. I probably should wait a few years to get my painting. I'm like, no. Like, you should probably get your painting ASAP because shifting that perspective, realizing how divine you already are, speeds up the process. And then in a couple of years, you're going to be, like chapters ahead of where you would have been if you just delayed that.
Yeah.
How does that resonate, Brittany?
Well, I was just going to say this is why we invited you on the podcast, but that it's a message that resonates
Yes.
through motherhood in general. But yeah, even though you're speaking to the one, to myself at the moment.
You know, it's like one of those things, and I feel like I've already said this analogy like on almost every episode.
Oh.
It's you can't see the forest through the trees, right? It's like
Yeah.
we already know that we're set up for success. We, you know, believe in a loving heavenly father and mother, and we have this divinity inside of us. Just our spirits are divine, and we are divine. And sometimes it's easy to forget that when you have like boogers on your shirt and
Yeah.
like dried sweat from changing your toddler's diaper.
Yeah.
Wrestling those kids all day, sometimes it's easy to kind of lose sight of that greater perspective that we're going to be okay, and
Yeah.
it's a lot of times the journey that is going to be so rewarding. So just try and get that higher perspective.
And yeah, hang in there. We got it.
One thing I'd love to add that can be so frustrating, but whether the listeners are religious or not, we either believe in an adversary or we believe in a lack of darkness, or excuse me, a lack of light or darkness if you're spiritual. And that is a part of like motherhood, and like there's a part of you that's like eating itself, it's like beating itself up and to identify that is to find more spiritual power. And yeah. like thinking of you specifically, Brittany, when you're talking to us, like, and kind of remembering some of our experiences with your spirit painting session and retreat, it's like that darkness or that adversary is playing this role so wonderfully of like convincing you that you need to be more divine rather. And the process and your intention, I think, with the Mama's retreat is to illuminate the divinity in everybody. And once you find that, that's the superpower. That's the fuel you need to go forward. Right.
That's going to be like the highlighted quote of the session. Yeah. That was good. Bam. No, I love that though. I love so that. Good. Yeah. I don't know why it's so hard to remember the light that's within us, but I think I've learned, or and we're learning together, that the more that we seek it out and the more things we do to bring it up for us, whether it's meditation or thing, you know, experiences like these retreats or getting a spirit painting, then it becomes easier and easier to remember the light and divinity that's within us. And that's why we did this podcast, so yeah. that the moms can remember, even for the, like the 20 minutes that they listen, they can remember that they're divine and that they're special
yeah,
and
for loved. Sure.
The coolest concept. I love it. Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to quickly touch on just colors and color theory and, yeah. and colors in general. So Johnny is writing a book right now talking about color meanings. You're still writing it, right? It's still in the work in progress.
It's been like 90-ish% done for a long time.
Yeah.
And parenthood has come first, you know.
Yeah.
But along that's been divine, because like at first I feel like I have a lot of knowledge to share, right? Like I feel that. And so when I first started writing the book, I was like, cool, like let me just throw this out there, people are so excited for it. But I feel like the divine pause button has been pressed several times.
Yes.
And I think that just shows how much Heavenly Parents care about you or the readers of this potential book. Because like the pause button happens, and then I'll learn like another little truth about coral or another little truth about black. And that makes me think about these listeners, like our followers, readers, whoever they might be. Like, okay, I guess this book really, really matters, because it's pushing me, and I'm just really trying to hone it as a resource.
So then the questions that we would have would be like, how can noticing or understanding color benefit us as mothers? And then our listeners are like, our purpose of this podcast is to give mothers power, love, and a sound mind in their motherhood, in their life. So how can color bring more of that into our lives?
Oh, I love that question. So we all get to have these really cool cathartic experiences, right? I'm going to share a meditation later. You'll get a little taste of that. When you listen to this podcast, a little break. But when you're a mama and you're running from like chicken nuggets to soccer practice or whatever your life entails, it's really hard. Like you might not even get like a minute to breathe, right? But I love that color is something that can bring you that retreat or bring you that peace throughout the day. That could be wearing the color intentionally. It could be wearing a color and then pondering on it intentionally, or like specifically, it could be seeing your painting. Like this spirit painting process is very powerful, and you connect with those colors. And then when you get to walk past your painting in the hallway, that could be this boost that even without thinking about it, like completely subconscious, like those colors could be like, hey, you know how like celestial you are, you know how divine you are, and give you that peace with it. And so with it, like that's why the book's really important. And that's why the session's super important. In the session, I individually go over each color and how it applies to you. And in some ways the book won't be as intimate because we won't be talking about it one-on-one, but that's why I'm really trying to take my time to make it as detailed as possible so that you can begin to have the tools to begin to think about and see color in a different way. And like I was talking about, you know, that's something not like self-healed my depression, but it was this really incredible tool that brought me this spiritual alignment. And I remember walking out of that experience with color being like, hey, I know who my higher self is. I know who he is and kind of what he looks like. And then that discovering these ways to flip the process and share that with everybody else so that they can find their higher self through color, whether that's the day they get their painting, every day they look at their painting afterwards, or teaching about color and their not only meanings. It's not like I'm just like saying like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if yellow represented this? Because there are cool personality tests where it's like each color is used symbolically to represent something, but I truly believe that each color resonates a spiritual truth.
Yeah. Yes. So would you say that if there are like specific colors that we're just drawn to, that we should like pay attention to that?
Yeah, that's like the first clue that your intuition is trying to talk to you through color. You're like, you know, people ask me all the time, like, hey, I've been wearing indigo every day for the last 2 years. I'm like, yeah, of course. That's like, that's there. And kind of an interesting thought, you know, our heavenly parents gave us this ability, like many different languages, like talking, hearing, taste, but almost more than any language, whenever our eyes are open, and even in our dreams, we're exposed to color. And so color is like always there, especially like one of the reasons nature can be so healing, or, and like specifically, like, for example, going on fall or going on spring colors, it's like you're exposed to these colors and they're healing you. But going back to that, like, that's why wardrobe is really important, and women who are typically more intuitive and sensitive, like, actually care a little bit more in general about the colors they wear.
Oh my gosh, makes sense.
Makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, and I learned this on Storybots. I don't know if you've gotten to Storybots yet, Johnny. You're
Goldie. A little. Yeah, she's a little young.
She might be a little young for Storybots, but I remember there's an episode about how like colors work. And I remember watching it. I've learned a lot through Storybots, let me just say off the top. But literally, color is light. It is just different light waves, lengths.
Yeah.
And so if you kind of think about it that way, it's just another way that you can invite light into your life and be intentional about it. That's, you know, God, whatever,
the universe,
whatever people believe in, the universe. You know, we all believe in that higher power being the source of all goodness and light, and color is just light. So I feel like I just had that
epiphany.
Thank you, Storybots, back in the day.
And that's what's so fun with these sessions, is I get to like talk about, you know, the way light works, the way that color works. Like, for example, another fun fact about light and color is white light. White, when you're mixing paint, it just feels like this neutral color. But when you begin to study light, white light is the presence of all colors. When you look at a rainbow, for example, that's the presence of every single color. It's the little fragments, the little raindrops that are separating that. So you're like, oh, cool, indigo, red, orange, yellow, blue, etc. But light is, yeah, it's all around us. And that's another really fun thing, is like, I realize that what I do definitely might feel so new for somebody else. Like if somebody signed me up for a spirit painting like several years ago, I'd be like, it's so strange, you know, and I'm up for anything, so I'd probably give it a try. But it's been fun. Like sometimes people sign their mom or their grandfather up for a session, and at first they're like so confused, and I'm like, hey, you're just gonna tell me a story and I'm gonna paint some colors. And I think in general, everyone's like, oh yeah, I feel different when I wear blue or red, you know, people kind of get the feeling, think of color. But then by the end of the process, you kind of are converted, but you're going to learn the language of color a little bit more. And then it makes sense. You're like, oh, it's light, it's coming. And you realize like my spirit is really genuinely emanating this light. And that's my favorite thing about like doing a retreat, which is a little more involved, or painting a second painting for somebody, is they've had time for that color and to marinate, and the process or the concept of spirit painting to marinate. And that way the next time they get to see their painting, or like for you, Caitlin, seeing like the second half of your painting, you're like, oh, I get it. It makes sense. And so can speak to you in another way.
Yeah, I feel like this conversation, I get really in depth in these answers. When I was starting to pursue color, I kind of talked about like the era of depression and experimentation. I was a single college student. I'd go to parties and people were starting to know that I was like the color guy on like a really, really small level, not like a cool Instagram level or anything. Uh-huh. Like color, what does orange mean? And I would like rattle off for like 5-10 minutes. And then I'd walk away from the party and be like, note to self, when people ask you about color, they don't want to know all that. Like, just
oh my gosh.
Say a sentence and move on. Like, you're embarrassing yourself. And obviously, I've come a long way and sharing, like, communicating what colors mean. But
we took pictures for our website. So we just had a friend take our pictures and we went to a park and there was this beautiful thing, like area of this purple plant. I can't remember what it was called, but it had purple leaves and purple flowers. And we were just like, oh, this is so cool. It's so purple. And we wanted to take a picture by it, but the lighting was like really bad by it. So the girl that was taking our pictures was like, oh, the lighting's super bad. You won't really like it. But then she just sent us like one of the pictures. But when I went home, I was like, I wonder what purple means. And so like from Google, obviously, so who knows how accurate these are. So I like did on her like story. Purple is associated with an escape from reality. I was like, oh, it's like
a retreat.
It's like a retreat. It fosters creativity by awakening our senses, both calms and stimulates our bodies, and then associated with the crown chakra, representing pure thought. It was just like a sign that we were doing the right thing. It was just like, we're doing this podcast and it's perfect. We're doing it. No, then later, so I like posted that. And then this girl that lives down the street from us, she like texts me. She's like, not me Googling what my blue shirt means. And I was just like, see, yes. It's good. they get curious and they wonder.
Yeah, there's so much to be learned. And obviously like people take it to an extreme, like trying to like,
oh yeah,
everything. But I think more than you think, those colors are communicating with you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to say before you do your guided meditation?
One thing, and you guys could probably talk about this in your own words, but when you become familiar with my stuff, you might realize that like it's a little bit of a financial investment, and I call it art. I call it an experience. It's not just, I don't know, a thing, but like as a mama, you put everybody else first. But there's truly something selfless to finding the things that you're called to do. And if you're feeling called to spirit painting, it might not feel comfortable at first and you can take your time, but I just hope that you know that you're worth it. And then if you're feeling called to it, that those funds that you invest in yourself we'll come back to you, whether that's in a painting, whether that's in a retreat, or whether it's something totally different that you feel deep down that you deserve. Energy is energy. And if you place energy in yourself, you're going to find more energy. And I can see that it's happened to you, but you're going to bring more energy into your family and things aren't going to be perfect. The dishes aren't going to do themselves, or I don't know. You might still have anxiety and other issues and et cetera, but like you're going to leave with the tools. And anyways, I invite all of you to check out my process and invite all of you to believe that you're worth it as you do so. And hopefully I get my chance to share this process with you.
Oh, I love that so much.
Yeah, I hope lots of people get the opportunity too as well, because I don't even know how I came across you. I really don't remember, but I remember gifting a spirit painting to my mom, and then we got together as a family and gifted one to my dad, and then investing the money in myself to go get my own. And it's just been, I echo that. That is so true. put time and effort into yourself and it will just magnify itself.
To mention, mom has been gifting spirit paintings to other people now. And that's so cool too, because the energy keeps rolling on, ripple effect.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the thought that comes to my mind is there's just a scripture that, you know, these people, they're in bondage. And instead of the Lord just taking all that away, he just gives them strength so that they can bear the burden with more ease. And so that's kind of our day-to-day life, right? We have things that happen every single day, but there's things that we can do. I mean, if it's good, it's God. That's my belief. When we put this good energy into ourselves, it's going to help us to be able to just have the strength to bear the burdens with a little bit more ease, even though there's a lot of things that we can't just wish away. So we definitely encourage everyone listening to check out Johnny. We'll put all of his information in our show notes so you can go find his page and website and treat yourself to this experience. You won't regret it. So, and with that, Johnny's going to do a little guided meditation with us all. So everybody find a seat, get comfy, and we'll just let you lead the rest.
Yeah, turn it over to you.
Thank you for listening to the Mama Retreat podcast. If you have a friend or family member that needs this message, please share. Join the discussion on Instagram at the.mama.retreat. We can't wait to hear from you.